If you believe Chinese state media, 100 protesters have turned themselves into authorities following a week and a half of clashes between pro-Tibetan independence advocates and state authorities. Now, I say that's if you believe, because foreign media have not been allowed into the Tibetan capital of Lhasa to report on events, and also because China's record on freedom of the press and human rights, well, considered an oxymoron by human rights watch groups. So what we have are the public pronouncements, the words of leaders. So we call upon learned people to help us parse through them. For example, Chinese leaders blame the Dalai Lama for violence, and the premier says that the incident shows that the so-called Dalai clique is lying when they say they are not pursuing independence. The Dalai Lama denies the Chinese government's allegations, and yesterday he said he would step down as Dalai Lama if the violence got out of hand.
If Prime Minister, come here and investigate thoroughly all our files, all record my speech, Prime Minister will know. Then Prime Minister knows how much distorted by local officials. If things become out of control, then my only option is complete resign.
Can he do that? And does he even really mean that? Or is there something else in the message that we don't quite understand? To help us get some of those answers, we turn now to Economist Asia editor Simon Long. Hi, Simon.
Good morning.
First of all, the Dalai Lama is the spiritual leader of the Tibetan people, but he also has a political role as well. Is he talking about stepping down from simply the latter?
Yes, I think so. He is an incarnation of the Buddha of compassion in Tibetan belief, so he can't really resign from that. Nor is he, in theory, that the head of the Tibetan government in exile. That is a he's democratized that. There is an elected prime minister, in fact. But the Dalai Lama is clearly still the main political representative of the Tibetan people, both in exile and, from what one gathers, for a lot of people in Tibet itself. So that is presumably what he means by resignation, that he would stop his role as their unofficial global leader.
Now, the Dalai Lama has threatened to resign before. So what is different this time? Is this just a warning?
I think it's a measure of how scared the Dalai Lama is about the possibility of continuing and worsening violence in not just Lhasa, but across the bits of Tibet that are within China. He has seen really quite ghastly violence in Lhasa over the past week or so. It appears to be spreading to neighboring parts of China, Tibetan areas of Gansu province, Sichuan province. And he is obviously worried that as the Chinese move in to repress this, there will be considerable resistance and far more bloodshed. As he himself said, both sides seem determined, and there's a real risk that lots of people will get killed. And I think that is what he is trying to stop by putting his own role on the line and trying to dissuade Tibetans from getting themselves killed.
Well, let's get back to the original source of the conflict. The Chinese government claims that the Dalai Lama is promoting an independent Tibet. The Dalai Lama has said he recognizes that Tibet is part of the People's Republic of China, and he just wants more unity and autonomy for his people. Where's the rub between the two versions?
Well, the Chinese, it seems to me, are deeply conflicted over the Dalai Lama. On the one hand, they say he's increasing irrelevance and represents this small Dalai Lama clique. On the other hand, as soon as any exiled Tibetan says something, a call for independence, which is the belief of many Tibetans, both in Tibet and in exile, they accuse the Dalai Lama being behind it. The Dalai Lama has been very clear that, and has said again this week repeatedly, that independence is out of the question for Tibet, that what he wants is autonomy within China. This is an agreement, the agreement he in fact reached with the Chinese when he was a teenager back in the 1950s. There was an agreement signed in 1951 granting Tibet that autonomy, which China failed to honor. He is still hoping that sort of agreement can be reached, but many of his followers outside Tibet do not agree with that, and China listens to them.
I have to ask, you bring to an interesting point. I mean, these protesters inside Lhasa today, these people who, some of whom have given their lives, are they going through this just for autonomy?
No, they are going through it. Some of them are going through it for independence, some out of perceived loyalty to the Dalai Lama. They're going through it out of a sense of great ethnic resentment against, economic resentment almost, against Han Chinese immigrants into Tibet. There's a whole range of grievances they have, but just for autonomy, you say, I imagine that some of them could be satisfied with what looked like genuine autonomy rather than what they perceive as Chinese colonialism.
But finally, before I let you go, Simon, the conventional wisdom is that the Chinese government is simply waiting for this Dalai Lama to die and have plans to install its own Lama. Is there anything the Lama supporters can do to stop this from happening?
No, I mean, but if they were to do that, I think it inevitable that a Chinese-installed Dalai Lama would not enjoy anything like the veneration, respect that the current Dalai Lama does. That would mean that there would probably be an alternative candidate designated by the Dalai Lama himself outside Tibet who would enjoy more loyalty. And it is the risk the Chinese are taking is the almost certainty that the next Dalai Lama is not going to be as accommodating as this one, so that they are missing a great chance to deal with a respected leader who is willing to compromise.
Simon Long is the Economist Asia editor. Simon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up next in the BPP, the ups and downs of the economy. Don't worry if you're mystified. We have an expert on hand to help you out. This is the BPP from NPR News.